Topic 39. Diet. 1. No set diet could be entirely correct for a group of people on different rays, of different temperaments and equipment, and at various ages. Individuals are every one of them unlike on some points. They require to find out what it is that they, as individuals, need, in what manner their bodily requirements can best be met, and what type of substances can enable them best to serve. Each person must find this out for himself. There is no group diet. No enforced elimination of meat is required, or strict vegetarian diet compulsory. There are phases of life, and sometimes entire incarnations, wherein an aspirant subjects himself to a discipline of food, just as there may be other phases, or an entire life, wherein a strict celibacy is temporarily enforced. But there are other life cycles and incarnations wherein the disciple's interest and his service lie in other directions. There are later incarnations where there is no constant thought about the physical body, and a man works free of the diet complex and lives without concentration upon the form life, eating that food which is available and upon which he can best sustain his life efficiency. In preparation for certain initiations, a vegetable diet has in the past been deemed essential. But this may not always be the case, and many disciples prematurely regard themselves as in preparation for initiation. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 334. 2. The use of animal food and the use of minerals as medicine in a lesser degree has produced a commingling of deva substance and of vibrations that are not attuned to each other. The vegetable kingdom is in a totally different situation, and part of its karma has lain in the providing of food for man. This has resulted in needed transmutation of the life of that kingdom into the higher stage, the animal, which is its goal. The transmutation of vegetable life takes place necessarily on the physical plane, hence its availability as food. The transmutation of the life of the animal into the human kingdom takes place on kama manasic levels, hence the non-availability, esoterically understood, of the animal as food for the human. This is an argument for vegetarian living which needs due consideration. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 645 through 646. 3. The development of the physical eye is a thing which is proceeding under the law, and inevitably the whole race of men will at length attain that dual focus which will enable man to see both the dense and the etheric forms. At this stage, his inability to do so is largely due to lack of pranic vitality. This is mainly the result of wrong conditions of living and the misuse of food. The present general trend towards juster and purer conditions of life, the return of man to simpler and saner ways, the widespread feeling for bathing, fresh air, and sunlight, and the greater desire for vegetable and nut foods will result inevitably in a more ready assimilation of the pranic fluids. This will produce certain changes and improvements in the physical organs and in the vitality of the etheric body. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 651. 4. Each disciple should be strictly vegetarian. The lower nature becomes clogged and heavy, and the inner blaze cannot shine forth when meat is included in the diet. This is a drastic rule for applicants and may not be violated. Aspirants can choose to eat meat or not as they prefer, but at a certain stage upon the path, it is essential that all meat eating of every kind be stopped, and the strictest attention must be paid to diet. A disciple must confine himself to vegetables, grains, fruits, and nuts. Only thus can he build the type of physical body which can stand the entry of the real man who must stand in his subtler bodies before the initiators. It must, of course, here be recognized that no hard or fast rules can ever be laid down, except the initial one that for all applicants for initiation, meat, fish, and fermented liquors of all kinds, as well as the use of tobacco, are absolutely forbidden. For those who can stand it, eggs and cheese are sometimes better eliminated from the diet, but this is not in any way compulsory. It is advisable always that those who are in process of developing psychic faculties of any kind should not permit themselves to eat eggs and very little cheese. Milk and butter come under a different category, and most initiates and applicants find it necessary to retain them in diet. A few exceptional people can subsist and retain their full physical energies on the diet mentioned in the preceding paragraph, but there the ideal is embodied, and we all know the ideal is seldom attainable in the present transitional period. In this connection, two things should be emphasized. First, the need that all applicants have for common sense. This factor is very often lacking, and students do well to remember that unbalanced fanatics are not desirable members of the hierarchy. Equilibrium, a just sense of proportion, a due regard for environing conditions, and a sane common sense are the marks of the true occultist. When a real sense of humor exists likewise, many dangers will be avoided. Secondly, a recognition of time and an ability to move slowly when affecting changes in the diet and in the habits of a lifetime. Everything in nature progresses slowly, and applicants must learn the occult truth of the words, make haste slowly. A process of gradual elimination is usually the path of wisdom. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 196 through 198. 5. As the disciple lives a regulated life, avoids meat, nicotine, and alcohol, and practices continence, the pineal gland becomes no longer atrophied, but resumes its earlier activity. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 10-12. 6. A hindrance on the occult path is found in the physical body, which has been built up by the aid of meat and fermented foods and drinks, and nurtured in an environment in which fresh air and sunlight are not paramount factors. For long centuries, food that has been decomposing, and hence in a condition of fermentation, has been the basic food of the Occidental races, and the result can be seen in bodies unfitted for any strain such as occultism imposes, and which form a barrier to the clear shining forth of the life within. When fresh fruit and vegetables, clear water, nuts and grains, cooked and uncooked, form the sole diet of the evolving sons of men, then will be built bodies fitted to the vehicles for highly evolved egos. From a treatise on white magic, page 84. 7. Those who seek to read the Akashic records, or who endeavor to work upon the astral plane with impunity, and there to study the reflection of events in the astral light correctly, have perforce and without exception to be strict vegetarians. Only those who have been for 10 years strict vegetarians can work thus in what might be called the record aspect of the astral light. When they add to their purified astral and physical bodies the light of reason and illumination of the focused mind, which is very rarely found, then they become accurate interpreters of astral phenomena. But unless the goal of a vegetarian diet is this field of service, the arguments for its following and for that form of diet are usually futile and of no real moment. From a treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 241.